You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed, and this morning in the studio we've got Robin Sullivan, who is a PhD student in the Department of Exercise Sciences, and we're talking a wee bit about soccer penalties. Kia ora, Robin, how are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you in here. I'm now an expert in football after being obsessed with the Women's World Cup for 5 weeks, having previously known nothing about sport. I feel like there's a few people out there who maybe got interested for the first time, but you're very interested in particularly how people take penalties in the game. Can you explain, first of all, what is a penalty? What are we talking about?
Yeah, of course. So a soccer penalty or a football penalty, that's where the player needs to shoot at the goalkeeper, and it's just the player. So just the player and the goalkeeper, They're shooting at the keeper and they're trying to make the goal. And this can actually be the win or the loss for the team. So it's a really high pressure situation for that athlete and the goalkeeper as well. A
lot of stress on that situation, and that's what you're interested in looking in. What is the angle into this research that you've been taking?
So what we're really interested in is performance under pressure. So specifically, what are the reasons or the mechanisms as to why some people tend to perform poorly when placed in these really high pressure situations?
It's a really fascinating thing. Having, as I just, you know, jokingly said, never really known anything about football, to suddenly be like, wait, so they just played nearly 2 hours of sport and it just comes down to this one person kicking that ball and whether they get to go through to the final or not. That is enormous, like a hugely bonkers amount of stress to put on someone. Plus you've got crowd sounds, you've got all sorts of things going on. Are these things that you're looking at in your research as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's so many things that factor into why do these athletes tend to perform well sometimes under pressure, and why do athletes sometimes choke or perform poorly under pressure. And so one of the reasons that we found that players can perform poorly under pressure is that they can start to actually consciously monitor or really try to focus on the step-by-step execution of their actions. So when they're taking that penalty kick, they're really focusing on where is my foot placement, what's happening actually during this movement execution, and that can actually make them perform not as well under pressure, because it can lead to more opportunities for error. So that's kind of the direction that we're taking it, is looking at what is the reason why they aren't performing well under pressure.
That's so interesting. How have you been conducting this research? What's it looked like?
So what we've been doing is we have the players come into the lab on Newmarket campus. So these are players who have some experience at performing penalty kicks, or at least that they have some experience at shooting towards the net. So they don't have to be experts, but they have some experience at least in performing these penalty kicks and shooting. We bring them into the lab in Newmarket, and our setup essentially involves having a projected image of a goalkeeper onto a screen, and then we have the players take a series of penalty kicks towards the screen. And in some instances, the goalkeeper can actually dive towards the side that we want them to shoot towards. So we have these targets that appear on the bottom left and right corners, and sometimes the goalkeeper actually dives towards that indicated target side. And in that case, we actually want the players to try to redirect their penalty kick. And this is something that could potentially happen in real life if they're actually paying attention to the body language of the keeper. They might try to redirect their kick depending on how they think the goalkeeper is going to respond.
So I can see there's a lot of ways that this research would be useful for people working in sports and in sports science and psychology. But how are you imagining it's actually going to be potentially applied once you've got, you know, your data are all lined up?
Yeah, that's a great question. So at this stage, I feel like it might be mostly applicable towards other researchers, because it is quite new, the way that we're looking at this. So I feel like hopefully people can pick up this research and maybe look at developing some interventions to help these athletes perform under pressure in these situations. But hopefully at the end, we can also have a little bit of information for athletes, and specifically whether or not it might be more beneficial for them to have a specific idea in mind when taking their penalty kick. Should I just kick for the top right corner? Or should they actually focus on the goalkeeper's body language and try to determine where they're going to be directing their save and then try to anticipate that and actually shoot in that way? So I think that's kind of how we can maybe get some results for the athletes as well as for some researchers.
That's really interesting. Also, you know, obviously you're looking at some people who are really good at it, and performing under pressure is something that they thrive in. What are you learning from those participants?
Yeah, we're finding that people respond very differently to pressure. And in research, especially when you're doing research in a laboratory setting, it can be really difficult to try and replicate pressure in that situation. So obviously people are used to performing in front of crowds in some cases and things like that. So it's quite difficult to replicate that. So the way that we're going about that is trying to include as many possible ways to replicate that pressure as possible. So we've got some crowd noise going on. So we have booing noises when the players perform poorly or they don't meet the target that we want them to. There's some monetary incentives, so the top three players can get up to $300 worth of vouchers. Yeah, we've got a little bit of feedback that I provide them throughout, just so I'm constantly there, constantly engaged. They know that somebody's monitoring their performance.
Yep.
And again, in monitoring that performance, we have cameras available as well. So that tries to kind of replicate the pressure that they may feel in an actual gameplay situation. And we find that so far, most people are responding to that and they are feeling that increased pressure. But there is always some people who don't respond to it and they just don't feel that pressure the same way that others do. So it's
so
very individualistic.
Yeah, totally. Do you find yourself watching sports on television or, you know, at the World Cup and being like, I wonder how they're going to take that one now? Is that something that goes through your head when you're in that space?
Yeah, absolutely. Don't tend to watch them so much on TV, but I absolutely loved watching the World Cup. And I did go see a few games live, and there were a few penalty kicks during the matches that I was there for, which was super exciting. And I was really, really keen to watch those and was just wondering what's going through their head at this time. Like, are they nervous? Are they totally cool, calm, and collected? And yeah, it was really cool to kind of see it from my mindset as a sports psychologist.
Do you get like empathetically stressed for them as well? I felt I was so stressed out watching people eat whatever team they were playing for. I was like, oh god, could not be me. I would not enjoy that.
Yeah, I absolutely do. I know how much pressure is put on them. Like, it really is make or break for that team. And so yeah, I was definitely very stressed for them.
Well, this is really interesting research. Will be fascinating to see what comes out of it at the other side. Thank you so much, Robin Sullivan, for coming in and speaking with us this morning. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.